There was a very famous story in Bnei Brak, how there was a man, is brought down in a lot of Sefarim, a lot of stories. The story is a famous story. It went public. It went like wild, this story. What happened, there was a copy sent in Bnei Brak. He opened it up and he was making, forget about it. And then there's a guy in the neighborhood that sees this copy sent is always busy, 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 no competition. So the guy says, wait, if imagine I open up a copy center. So what does he do? He opened up a copy center like down the block. He opened it down the block. Fine. Okay. So one of his sons, the original copy center, his son says, Dad, should I go tell the other guy? What are you doing? Should I tell him? So he said, no, don't tell him nothing. So he opened up down the block. I said, yeah, and? He said, he made my life easier. I said, why? He said, because the parnasa, the same amount of parnasa is going to come to me either way. So now I get less customers with the same parnasa. Because some customers are going there, some customers, so the same customer will spend more, what's the big deal? The same parnasa I'm getting. Nobody can touch a parnasa a dollar away from you. If it's meant for you, nobody can touch a dollar from you. And therefore, the only way you're able to live in tranquility like that is having the bidachon mind, is living with bidachon. It's not just, oh, I know. It's how your feeling is. Is your feeling real or you feeling, So that's why you need to edge it in your brain again and again and again and again and again and again. What are you edging your brain? There's nothing to be nervous about. I'm doing my part. Hashem loves me. You know what the biggest thing is? When you know Hashem loves you more than you love yourself. When you know that, then it is stuck. How you have bitachon?